USA News. I'm Dave Collins. President Biden is honoring Americans who have lost their lives while serving the country. The president and others marked Memorial Day at Arlington National Cemetery this morning. Speaking before a wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, Biden said, "We must never forget the price that was paid to defend our democracy." Another Republican is close to jumping in the presidential race.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum is reportedly planning to launch a presidential bid. The 66-year-old is in his second term in office. A major announcement is planned next week in Fargo. Burgum expressed concern about the country's political polarization during a recent interview, saying 60% of Americans are part of what he called the silent majority that is not well represented. He joined the list of a half dozen Republicans who have declared their candidacy, including three other former or current state governors. I'm Jeremy Scott.
The legacy of former President Donald Trump loomed large over the California Democratic Party's reorganizing convention this weekend in L.A. Trump was the backdrop for speeches and calls to action. Representative Adam Schiff said, "We are in the fight of our life next November. Literally, democracy is on the line and all of our rights along with it." Representative Nancy Pelosi said the Republican Party pushed America to the brink of unprecedented default, a default that would trigger economic Armageddon. Some big games are on tap for tonight.
It was 2004 when the Red Sox lost the first three American League Championship games to the Yankees, then came back to take the next four from New York on the way to Boston's first World Series championship in 86 years. Tonight, the Celtics look to sweep the Heat four straight, after losing the first three in the NBA Eastern Conference Finals to Miami. Meanwhile, in the NHL, the Dallas Stars have won two straight after losing three to the Vegas Golden Knights in the Western Conference Finals.
This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The man who opened an emergency door on a jetliner as it was about to land is under arrest in Korea. The 33-year-old man was formally arrested yesterday, charged with violating Korea's aviation security law. He faces up to 10 years in prison. He told police he opened the emergency door of the Asian airliner Airbus A321 because he felt suffocated and tried to get off the plane quickly. 12 other passengers were slightly injured as air blasted through the cabin. Three people have been killed in a shooting at a New Mexico biker rally. Shots were reported outside a saloon in Red River, about 60 miles south of the Colorado state line. Three people died. Five were injured during the annual event that brings in about 30,000 people to the mountain town. Binge-watching shows became a big thing during the pandemic, although we've been doing it since 2003. There's been more on a study that suggests it's not a lazy activity.
Researchers from the University of California, San Diego, have a new study that says binge-watching shows is actually a lesson in self-control. The study found binge-watching, which is three shows or more, is a planned-out in-advance activity, and it's not about failure of control. And binge-watching doesn't translate to binge-eating, although Yahoo says popcorn is the staple for binge-watching. And if you want people to stop binge-watching shows, the study says add commercials.
That's Bree Tennis reporting. Dave Collins, USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com.